And what is the sort of the strategy then for that the BCS is applying to try and achieve recognition? I mean, at the same kind of level as a surveyor or doctor or lawyer. I mean, how do you see it? I suppose in terms of a time frame or major steps towards that.
I mean, everything. Really, this is about everything that we do. So it's, you know, we must prove our relevance with everything we do. And that is as true for the BCS as a microcosm within the profession as it is for the profession itself. So business leaders need to understand the impact technology and IT and information management can have on their business for them to be competitive. Not because it's a cool thing to have good governance for your IT systems, but because this makes you richer. Same for society and public sector services. This makes people's lives better. Same in informatics and health. Less people die. So it needs to be framed in those terms rather than, oh, let's all join a professional body. I would say that. I work for one. So it has to be framed in a different sort of way. But everything that we do is about proving our relevance. And the profession must prove its relevance at every single turn. And it can't simply wait for a massive Enron to happen, because Enron finally proved the relevance of good accounting procedures. We've got to get out there. It's much more important than that. We've got to drive this from our own ends rather than wait for A, a disaster, or B, legislation to make it so.
And do you think that that's, I mean, is there in society perhaps not enough value placed on IT? Because, I mean, those of us in the profession can see that airlines don't function without IT, and trains don't run without IT, and even retailers can't run all their EPOS systems without the technology underpinning all of that. But do you think then that, yeah, that we're not in the industry?
I think we're undervalued and underappreciated. I think there's a perception problem with IT, which is a strange one, because on the one hand, we're all conehead geeks with no social skills. On the flip side, though, Steve Jobs was an international hero. So, and the same problem, you can see this when I go to schools and say, who here wants a career in IT? No one. Who here wants to work for Google? Everyone. So why is there this major perception problem? So actually, part of it, the IT profession needs a branding exercise. It needs to be rebranded. And for people to understand that it is fast-paced, dynamic, exciting, that success is measured on people outcomes, and therefore we need people skills. And we need to have the best and the most talented doing entering into this profession because of its critical nature. And that's the rebrand, and we must use everything at our disposal to make it so.
And so, I mean, at the moment, this, for the CITP, I know that I didn't have to pass a test because of my time in the industry combined with having a master's degree. But at most levels, would you need to actually take a test to get that?
I mean, we've done a lot of work with Cabinet Office to change, so I'm sure you've seen the assessment rigor for CITP. And this is based around embedding professional behaviours which are common in other professions in IT, things like continuous professional development, but also to give a level of confidence to those who want to use standards like CITP for their own purposes, a confidence in our ability to weed out the good from the also-rans. So we work with Cabinet Office and Central Government very much to design and build the latest assessment regime to give them confidence in its ability. The quid pro quo for that, of course, is we want to see greater uptake and use of the standard across things like recruitment advertising, like promotion gateways. Slowly we're getting to see that. I sit on the Government IT Professional Delivery Board. We're looking at mandating membership of professional bodies across their IT workforce. The reason it's important to engage with government is the threefold nature of our relationship with them. One, because they are a major IT employer and we want to get to that volume market. Two, because they sit at the top of the food chain for the procurement of IT products and services, and so they can embed behaviours in their suppliers, the IBM's Capgemini's of this world. And three, as policymaker.